things, and we even oppose killing an ant. But speaking of the judicial systems of every country, they abide by their own regulations and rules. In Britain, in the U.S., and in many other world countries, execution has been included in the law. We also become upset when a person is executed. So in order to eliminate execution, you should do something in order to prevent people from committing crimes. And crimes, and avoid committing crimes that would lead to execution. The judicial system in Iran is an independent system. And of course, since I basically oppose the killing of humans, I try to create the social atmosphere in such a way so as to avoid social crimes, and I recommend the judiciary to act in a more lenient manner. But as you know, the judiciary in Iran is fully independent. I think there should be a meeting for dialogue among lawyers in order to discuss the philosophy behind punishments. This can be an effective dialogue at the international level. I think our lawyers are prepared to hold dialogue with lawyers from Africa, Asia, Britain, and reach a logical point of understanding. A logical result. Iran Daily. Congratulations for your re-election and also the birth anniversary of Hazrat Zahra, peace be upon her. Some experts have the view that there is a silent majority in the country that are not beside the system. And of course, you see that the votes were cast in favor of a person who complies with the basic pillars of the Islamic revolution, and I wish to know your analysis in this regard. Well, those who actually put forth their analysis merely on the basis of their own mentalities, they are making a mistake. We had 46 million eligible voters based on the report by Iran's Statistics Organization Center and also the Civil Status Registration Organization. So it's wrong to believe that the 46 million people, over 40 million people who participated in the elections, or those people who have not participated in the elections, to be considered them as opposition forces. There may be people who may not be able to participate in the elections. They may be on a trip and so on. In fact, no one makes an investment on those individuals who, for example, have not participated in the elections. This is ridiculous. There may be, for example, in Germany, the candidate may say 40 million, for example, 40% that have not participated in the elections, they wanted to cast their votes in my favor. So this is ridiculous. In the previous elections, close to 29 million people participated. And this election, more than 39 million people participated in the elections. And you see that speaking of the ratio of the votes, 65 to 66% of those who have cast their votes, they cast their votes in the favor of this government. In fact, they do not properly, they do not have a proper understanding of our nation. You see, there was a feeling of necessity to massively participate in the elections, and I've seen that this is actually a wrong expectation that some believe that it's a selfish action to believe that, for example, the 10 million who have not participated in the elections wanted to cast their votes in favor of that particular candidate. In fact, the Iranian nation is open-minded, and in fact, the previous round there were 17.5 million votes cast in the favor of this government, and today over 24 million people have cast their votes in the favor of this government. So, in the previous round, this 17.5 million people cast their votes in the favor of this government. The Spanish Daily.
Mr. President, I know your country from 30 years ago. I was here during the Islamic Revolution. I was in Tehran when the Imam Khomeini came from the exile from Paris. I love a lot your country. My question is, are you thinking to develop and to give more liberty to the arts, to the cinema, to the national culture? Because you know very well that your artists are very well known in all around the world, and your artists and your cinemas maker are very, it's one of the things where you are very proud all around the world. Then, do you think that you can develop with more liberty the arts and the cinema? Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. Iranian art and cinema are blossoming, and I assure you that in this government, it will further blossom and flourish, and you'll witness the further presence by Iranian artists in the international arena. Resalat Daily. Please translate my response again. Because he did not have a headset, please translate my response again. The Economist, if it's in...
You've spoken about freedom, and what we see is that many newspapers are closed, many newspapers are censored, including this morning. You've spoken about ethics, and what we've seen recently is your police beating protesters. You've accused the foreign press of a slanderous campaign against Iran. And in fact, we see with our eyes and we hear with our ears. And I think there are hundreds of us here now. And what we have seen is an election that millions of Iranians do not believe in. They don't believe the numbers. What I'd like to know is why hasn't the full count of the election been released? And don't you think that this could damage the legitimacy of your own government, of the Islamic Republic, as well as the prestige of the Supreme Leader? Thank you.
در کشوری که
In a country where 85% of people participate in the elections and more than 62% cast their votes in my favor, and in a country where the people are united with regard to their national interests, all the pillars of the country have been based on people's vote. Speaking of legitimacy is not appropriate. How do you come to the conclusion that the people do not accept the election results? Did you contact 40 million people? You are just seeing a few individuals who you like to see. This is a mistake you're making. You give such reports to your governments and other countries, and also make them mistake too. If you want to see the people of Tehran, you can come to Vali Asr Square in 2 hours. Or you could see the people at Sharif University 3 days ago. And in fact, the people you see in the streets, the number do not even reach the number of people who were in polling stations. And we, in certain polling stations, there were 5,000 people casting their ballots. 2,000 or 3,000 people come to. You see 2,000 or 3,000 people, like people who go to a stadium watching a soccer match. So I think you should change your approach and do not repeat your previous mistakes. The people of Iran are vigilant. 40 million people have participated in the elections. The same 40 million people support the elections. And if you can be patient, you'll see people's turnout on 22nd of Bahman that marks the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. You should not be worried about us. Freedom here is close to absolute. There is close to absolute freedom here, and you see they can say whatever they like. That's the reason. And they are not worried about being sued. There are hundreds of dailies published in Iran. Two or three dailies may be just closed or they are opened again. And these are something normal and you should not be worried. Iran radio journalist. This program is broadcast live by Iran radio. Greetings to you, Mr. President, and also the listeners of Iran Radio, and also the viewers who are watching this press conference. Congratulations on the birth anniversary of Hazrat Fatemeh and the birth anniversary of Imam Khomeini. I also wish to congratulate you for your re-election. With respect to the 84% participation by the people in the 10th presidential elections, from your point of view, what is the most important expectation of the people from you, and what is your assessment of people's priorities? Thank you very much. Once again, I should congratulate the people for their victory on the eve of the birth anniversary of Hazrat Fatemeh Zahra, peace be upon her, which added to the glory and grandeur of this victory. As I explained last night, there are three or four points concerning people's demands, that is eliminating people's problems, and we have economic problems in the field of housing sector, inflation, and the government must follow up such issues in order to reach a favorable point, and also eliminating impediments. impediments that may hamper people's progress, acts of resulting from selfishness, certain rules or administrative structures and so on. And another point is the administration of justice. The people want the implementation of justice, and also the people want an end to acts of misuse with respect to people's public properties. In fact, the government must follow up such measures in order to meet people's demands. Thank you very much. I wish you success. Jame Jam Daily. Greetings to you. There are certain rifts that are created in the course of the election campaigns that are normal, and some believe by making use of different potentials in different factions that may even exist in other candidates' groupings. These rifts can be eliminated. Are such rifts important, or do you have any plans in the 10th government to actually eliminate such rifts? Of course, such rifts do not exist among the people. The people have been free to cast their votes, and you know, if single family, you may see of the father casting, just voting in favor of one candidate, and his children may have cast their vote in favor of another candidate. They're free to vote. So last night I called upon all groups to cooperate, so to press our hands in order to further build this country and contribute to the country's construction. And I had a meeting and I have just taken note from the details of the meeting, and I invited all those who have any new plans that can be helpful for the country's progress. We welcome such a move. The French European Radio.
Monsieur le Président, bonjour. Je peux poser la question en français?
English.
Ah, in English, sorry. I just wanted to ask you, do you think that after your election, you're going to be in a new position for international negotiation with the international community? Excuse, my English is very bad.
We have... Please give him a headset in order to hear the translation. We had earlier voiced our preparedness to engage in dialogue on the basis of logic and respect and justice. This is the characteristic of the Iranian nation, and the same is true right now. Even prior to the elections, I announced that if I'm re-elected, I will invite Mr. Obama to attend the debate at the United Nations, because we believe that our views must be expressed, and the roots of the problems in the world must be identified in order to come up with appropriate solutions. It is quite clear that dialogue is the best mean for interaction. Of course, in certain junctures, there were some who wanted to impose their wishes on the Iranian nation, and of course, our nation do not give in to such demands and wishes. It is natural that this government, due to its clear performance and clear slogans and plans, has been welcomed, massively welcomed by the people. So you see that the strength of the government is much more compared to a month ago. In fact, its capabilities has increased tenfold compared to 3 months ago, and an experienced government that has been more welcome, more widely welcomed by the people after 4 years. Of course, our logic is the same in dealing with global issues, but we're gonna pursue such a logic with more strength and power. Jam-e-Jam International Network. Congratulations for your re-election. The fourth decade of the revolution has been named as the decade of progress and justice, and also the participation of our fellow countrymen overseas has increased over 300%. So, speaking of Iranians living overseas, how can they help your government in order to materialize these goals set by the government? Last night, I invited all Iranians inside and outside the country to participate in the process of construction of the country in order to make progress with the goals of the Iranian nation. I'm going to repeat this again. The Supreme Council of Iranians has prepared conducive grounds for